95.3 Gorilla is the Gulf Coast home for the hottest hits.
The biggest concert tickets.
And more cash than you could possibly imagine.
The Banana Bank opens three times every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And only local listeners like you are allowed to win the cash.
That's right. We only have a local contest.
This gorilla game is really easy. You just have to guess if the price of bananas will go up or go down.
I can't believe this.
If you're right, you win the money.
Yeah, it's that easy. But if you're wrong, you're going to find yourself stuck in a bank vault with a very angry gorilla.
You get to guess three times and keep any amount of cash you win.
Or you can keep on playing.
If you guess correctly three times in a row, we'll hit you with a Banana Bank bonus question.
And then you could win an incredible amount of money.
Are you ready? We play three times a day, every weekday. Only right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
Happy Monday.
I never thought I'd be happy about a Monday.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
To the show.
It's where fun meets awesome.
Well, I guess it all depends on what your definition of fun is.
I like to have fun.
We like to have fun.
Well, you've come to the right place.
Right this way to the fun zone.
That sounds fun.
Hey, who's ready to have some fun?
It's showtime.
All right, here we go. It's a brand new week and money is back on 95.3 Gorilla. This week we have Biloxi Shuckers tickets for you. We're opening up the Banana Bank three times a day, every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30, and we've been giving out a stupid amount of money. Have you been listening? Allison and Picayune won $5,000 on Friday. It was massive. It was huge. It was incredible. And your shot to win happens every weekday, three times a day on weekdays, 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30, right here, only on 95.3. Baseball tickets for you. We have some fun stuff from Melissa's Bakery on the way this week. Thirsty Thursday is coming up from our friends at Allen Beverages. The fun never stops on Gorilla.
Attention, cash alert, cash alert, cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing, breaking into the Banana Bank?
What are you doing?
This is Allison. I'm ready.
Allison, here's the deal. I have $5,000 in the bonus round this morning. First price, Allison, is
$100. I think it's going to go up.
Yes, we're up to $150. $150 is the new price.
I'm going to say up. I'm going to go for it.
We're going to go for it. Allison says up. Are we going up? Yes, we're up to $200,
Woo!
Allison. $200.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to just say up. We're going to go for it. Like, might as well.
Where's it going? Yes, we're up to $225. $225. Congratulations. You can win the money.
Nice.
Or you can play for $5,000.
Oh, my goodness. You know, it's Friday. I'm ready to risk it. Let's go. 5,
are you
000.
For real? Are we doing this?
Yes, I'm ready. Let's do it.
If you are right, we're going to hand you $5,000.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
All right. The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, the movie, won how many Oscars? 5, 4, 3...
I'm going to go with
2.
11.
11 Oscars. All right, Allison. It didn't win 10 and it didn't win 12. It won 11 and you just won $5,000. You just did it. $5,000. You just won $5,000 from 95.3 Gorilla.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what to think right now. I am so excited.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla. Mornings with Ryan Gavin.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Useless skills is our topic today, or skills that we all had to learn as kids that turned out to be useless. Yeah, why are we talking about this? Well, 90% of Americans say that they were taught skills in school when they were kids that are now completely useless, totally outdated. Maybe replaced by technology, maybe just because we don't really use them anymore. I don't know. I feel like as an elder millennial, I don't mean I'm old. I mean like old for being a millennial. I feel like it's a good thing that I know how to write in cursive. Right, because when I do, the Gen Z kids don't understand what I'm writing, right? So that's kind of like a secret language. I feel like it's good that I can do math without a calculator. What are some skills that you have that are just completely useless because they're just totally outdated now?
I know how to spin my own yarn.
Wow, it's Marissa. Wow, Marissa, where did you learn how to do that?
Well, I used to work at like a tailor shop, you know, where we fix people's clothes and like repair shoes and stuff.
Okay.
And I could technically be a cobbler and a seamstress, but no one uses that.
That's amazing. Yeah, everybody just goes to Amazon. New shoes, click. Who still goes to a cobbler in 2026? That's awesome, though. Those are all amazing skills. I feel like a lot of this stuff is like hobby niche level stuff now, but that's really cool. What's a skill that you have that's just like totally outdated in 2026?
Calligraphy.
Wow, for real?
Like, you know, fancy handwriting.
Yeah. That's like, you know, cursive times a billion. That's amazing. I never even attempted it because I am not an artiste with my hands. That's really cool, though. Time for one more. What's a skill that you have that's just totally useless in 2026?
I'm very good at basic programming and Fortran 77 programming.
Oh, wow. Man, that's awesome. Yeah, the robots have you on this one, though, dude. I'm sorry. They got you pinned down.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Super Mario Galaxy still on top, pulling in another $35 million over the weekend, bringing it to $335 million in the U.S. alone and $750 million worldwide. Project Hail Mary stayed strong in second with $20 million over the weekend, and The Mummy opened in third with $13.5 million. And Project Hail Mary, by the way, eclipsing Dune Part 2, making more money than the sequel to Dune. Justin Bieber surprising the crowd at Coachella over the weekend, weekend two at Coachella, by bringing out Billie Eilish for One Less Lonely Girl.
If you let me size the world, it's gonna be one less lonely girl. Only you shall be.
Yeah, that actually moved Billie Eilish to tears, which is weird if you think about it, but then you realize, oh, well, Billie Eilish is a Zoomer, so she grew up listening to Bieber, and that's actually really kind of sweet. Wasn't the only surprise at Coachella over the weekend, though. Madonna surprises the crowd coming out during Sabrina Carpenter's set. Yeah, it was a big weekend for surprises. That was Madonna doing Like a Prayer with Sabrina. Somber, the new artist Somber, brought out Billy Idol for a surprise performance of Eyes Without a Face. That was incredible. And former President Barack Obama teamed up with New York City Mayor Mamdani to sing Wheels on the Bus for preschoolers in the Bronx on Friday. This was just as good as anything at Coachella. Ridiculously cute. There you go. There's your Showbiz Buzz today. Happy Marathon Monday.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
George Takei is turning 89 today. You know him as Hikato Sulu from the original Star Trek. Here's his catchphrase.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Happy birthday to George Takei. Yeah, he never actually said that on Star Trek, by the way. I think that's something that just kind of happened over the years on the internet. But happy birthday, Mr. Takei. We love you. Andy Serkis, Gollum from The Lord of the Rings, is 62 today.
They stole it from us. Sneaky little hobbitses.
I think I can do a pretty good Gollum impression. Whenever anybody eats eggs around me, I go, eggs! And everybody laughs. So that's like the only word I can say in Gollum. So there you go. It's the anniversary of a great tribute show. On this date back in 1992, April 20th, 92, a concert for life took place at Wembley Stadium as a tribute to Queen singer Freddie Mercury. Here's George Michael and his rousing performance of Somebody to Love from that show in London. What a great performance. And on this date back in 1977, 49 years ago today, Annie Hall premiered with Woody Allen and Diane Keaton.
You play very well.
Oh, yeah? So do you.
Oh, God, what a dumb thing to say, right? I mean, you say it, you play well, and then right away I have to say you play well. Oh, God, Annie. Well, oh, well. La-di-da, la-di-da, la.
Oh, man. Miss Diane already. There you go. That's what's up in your flashback freakout today. Happy Monday.